الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. When Allah Ta'ala created the earth, the heavens, the earth, and Allah sent mankind, He sent us through with Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on earth, then from that time already there were great challenges which men are facing. It's not only today, this is always the condition of an individual. He faces all problems, I've got problems. And only today there are problems, like there were no problems before. No, they were all the time. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came, first of all, he had to eat. It is narrated that just to make one roti, he needed 360 things, items, to make one roti. And at that time when there was nothing, no factories, no nothing, we can imagine what a challenge it was. He needed housing, he needed clothes, all those things. So from that time, challenges were there all the time. All along this carried on. And even today, we feel that we are very difficult times. We speak also very hard times the Ummah is going through. But if we just consider what and what the Ummah went through during the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the time of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, Karbala, etc., and all along in Iraq when the Mongols invaded, and then coming to recent times, the India, Pakistan partition, all the time. Then generally in our context, most of us were born in the apartheid regime. And we grew up, we didn't even think, but it was a very oppressive regime and we didn't even think of it. We went through that also. Then we have come into a new now, with a new dispensation, a new government, and all this, there are challenges facing us all the time. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, who is Rabbul Alameen, who is Rabb and Alameen of all the universe, all the realms of everything, and Rabb, he is most kind, most compassionate. In Rabb, when Allah has taught us from the beginning, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And if our minds can turn there, when we are reading Surah Fatiha, that who all praise is due to Allah, who is Rabbul Alameen, then Rabbil Azeem in our ruku, and Rabbi. In ruku, Allah made it my Rabb. A personal connection now with Allah. Not only that Allah is Rabbul Alameen, the whole world, but now I've got a direct connection with Allah. And then more greater when we go in sajda, Rabbi al-Azeem. Subhana Rabbi al-Azeem. That Allah, again that personal connection. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, just think of it, my Rabb. And then you'll feel that closeness in that ruku and in that sajda. So anyway, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is that most gracious, most kind being who sent us here, and He didn't send us like uncared for orphans. That there is nobody to care for you. You're an orphan in the first place and nobody to care for you. Allah has given us all our, with all these challenges which Allah meant it, Allah designed it that this world will be a place. Alif Lam Mim. Ahasib An-Nas Ayyutraku Ayyakulu Amanna Wahum La Yuftanun. And so many other ayat of the Quran. And reality is that every person will face challenges. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not left us uncared for. Allah has given us our full protection. Everything. If we think of the previous government, the apartheid regime, they were for their protection. They were making more and more severe draconian laws, making it harder. But those very laws led them to be totally strangled and extinguished. They lost everything. In what they saw their full protection, that led to their complete destruction. And the same way with the new government, with freedom, and everyone was chanting their songs of freedom. But they took freedom and they understood it to be corruption, that we can do corruption as we want to. Freedom, they took it as nudity, as immorality, and immorality is gone to its height. So with all these things which are carrying on now also, in the name of freedom, and this is also going to bring the destruction of man. So we see from this very clearly that whatever the challenges were, right from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till today, there are two lines that we will choose from. One is our own thinking, that I think we should do it this way, this will solve the problem, and that carries on all the time, that we are guided by our brains. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi, the Rahmatullah Ali's Malfuzat, are worth writing in gold. This particular Malfuz of Hazrat said that, Akal ko tabiyat par ghalib rakho. What your desires are, keep your mind over your desires. Don't let your desires control you. You control your desires. If that can come practically in our lives, then a person's life will become very, very easy. Whatever he wants to do, he doesn't follow his desires, but this akal which Allah has given him, brain, he uses it and he analyzes the situation. And then again, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat didn't stop there. Or aqal ko, or shariat ko, aqal par ghalib rakho. And keep shariat, the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let that control the brains. Don't leave the brains also free. But let Quran and Hadith control the brains. Let shariat control the brains. Anyone who will do that, there is only goodness. And all these challenges will prove out to be more better for him, and more greater, and more he will enjoy it. And if we have to follow our tabiat, which unfortunately the whole world today is sunk into, me and you also. We like to blame other people, but really, I myself, all of us, we just want to follow our desires. And for that, we won't spare anyone, we won't spare anything. And then if the little bit there are some people who will follow their brain, and hardly you can find anyone who will follow shariat. So there's two lines. Now presently also, with all this virus and all that, which is a big issue in the world at the moment, also there are those people who are following their research. And most of them are atheists, non-believers, who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala also. And they have made up all their protocols and all their precautions, etc. And on the other hand, whether it is for now, whether it was in the time of Adam alayhi salam, whether it will be when Dajjal will actually appear, whether it will be in the future, whether it will be the time when Kaaba Sharif will also be broken, and people will, stone by stone, brick by brick, the Kaaba Sharif will also be broken. At all times, Allah has given his protection also. And if we follow that line, then inshallah, 100% there is success in that. Following this other line, it is what we think and what we see results. And that is all temporary and superficial. It is a no real result. It is destruction in there. And man has seen this, and the study of history is not to know dates. Many people who get the wrong end of studying history, they know dates very well. They know names very well. They know places. This happened in this place, at this time, etc. But the real object of studying history is that what happened, why did it happen? What were the causes? And what did the people do? And what were the results? So we take a lesson for us. وَفِذَا نَتَفَعَتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Many cases Allah says, we tell you the instances We call it stories, but these are not stories, just imaginary, actual happenings that happen, so that you take a lesson in all those things. So we have to take those lessons. And when you follow the commands of Allah, normally, immediately, it goes against the mind, against the brain. And you don't see the results. But the end result is always, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The good end result has always been for those people who have taqwa, who follow sharia, who follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Once we had a problem here in the madrasa in town, and for the solution we discussed with many people. I found my ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali as well. Hafiz Sahab prescribed, read lot of, increase your durood sharif. Unfortunately, then also we were immature, nadan, still we are the same. It just didn't click at all. That this, we've got such a problem here, and Durood Sharif is going to solve this problem. Durood Sharif is alright, you read it, you get sawab in that. We couldn't understand, but today, alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazl, at least superficially we got that conviction that these are the things that really solve our problems. So if we resort to those things, then Allah Ta'ala will solve our problem. Allah has given us all this, but we can't see it because we are obsessed. We are in the cesspool of our own thinking, what we think is right. We just think that is correct. And what men, few men of this world together, whether they are non-believers, atheists, and they all think the same thing, they think 100% this is right. But that leads to your complete destruction, as the world is witnessing and seeing also. And on the other hand, the people who see things righteously. For example, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali summed it so up so well, that when people regard poison, which will destroy you, they regard that as your medicine which is going to save you. When you got that opposite, and when you regard medicine which is going to save you, you regard that as poison and you don't want to take your medicine. You say it's poison. And poison which is going to destroy you, you say bring it, it's medicine, it's going to save me. When that, then Hazrat says, فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Now there is only one way we complain to Allah Ta'ala. When brains have gone like this, then what else can we do? One time, Bhai Abdul Wahhab Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali in Raiwind, was explaining about something, about the running affairs of Raiwind. And then he said, yeah, we don't change one light bulb also without the permission of Nizamuddin. Whatever we write, all the details of what we do here to Nizamuddin. So at one time, the heat, which is intense, Raiwind, Delhi, those places in summer, May, June, very, very hot it becomes. So they wanted to put fans in the markaz. So Bhai Abdul Wahhab said, we will write to Hazratji and ask him. He gave his reasons why we should not put the fans in spite of all the heat. Hazratji's reply came that, Mene peelia, tum bhi peelo. I've also drunk, you also drink it. Now, nobody could understand that. It was code language. Then Bhai Abdul Wahhab explained that the people have forced me also now to do or take all these other measures, which we all use today, fans, air cons. We say air cons are very unhealthy, but we won't do. We say the cell phone is a hell phone, but it's in my hand and I'm using it also. And I'm saying this is my destruction, but I can't give it up also. So Hazratji said, I've also done it, you also do it, the world is going in that direction. So this is how it is. But any person who takes this precaution, and Allah's precautions are not such that they are not practical, they are not such that they are impossible, they are not such that they are difficult, they are not such that they are hard, they are enjoyable. It is just that we have to adjust ourselves. We want the world to adjust according to us. One driver who was driving on the right, on the wrong side of the freeway, on a Monday morning when traffic was heavy, all the people want to get to work. So it was the traffic department surveillance caught it, and it was on the radio station that all must be very, very careful. There is one driver who is going in the opposite direction. So he also heard it, he also phoned it. And he said, not one, all are going in the opposite direction. So this is what our condition is. We are going in the wrong direction, and we regard everyone else is going in the wrong direction. So in the light of that, we can, if we can, Allah give us, hopefully that, alhamdulillah, we spend our 40, 50 days, 20 days, 10 days, then, or like that also, we are connected with deen, namazes. Allah give that amount of light in our heart, that we can see that our salvation is only in deen. And what beautiful salvation we have been given. And we are ever thankful to our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, who has taught us of the vast multitude of this protection. And to get our emancipation, our salvation, and to come out of all these problems, the Hadith and the Quran are filled with it, more than enough. Hazrat has given us, which I will mention now, 7 such prescriptions, which is our solution. People want that the other people are prescribing their protocols, especially for the virus now. What did Allah give us? What are our protection? And our protection is all there and it has been given. It is for us to use it. Allah has given us our protection. And Allah says in this ayat, فَذْكُرُونِ, you remember me. أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will remember you. I am remembering you. So, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, it is impossible. It's a wrong belief that Allah Ta'ala ever forgets anyone. Allah, all His creation who are obedient to Him, who are disobedient to Him, Allah remembers all His creation all the time. Allah doesn't have to open up a file. Allah doesn't have to go into this part of the brain to try and retrieve that about that person, about the history of 50 years ago, 500 years ago, 5,000. It is all in front of Allah. What is going to happen the next moment, the next 10 years, the next 100 years, forever, it is all in front of Allah Ta'ala. So this ayat refers that if we remember Allah Ta'ala in His obedience, with His obedience, He remembers us with His kindness and with His favors. And if we are unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is not unmindful of us. He is still fully aware of us. And still, by and large, the vast majority of people who are disobedient, who don't believe in Allah, who deny Allah, who make a mockery, na'uzu billah, of Allah, but Allah is still feeding them also. And He's still giving them, in fact, the best of everything in this world also. So Allah doesn't forget anyone whatsoever. Allah sees to everyone. But according to Allah's system, whether Allah takes a person to task now, like Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Thamud, Qawmi Lut, etc. in this world. But that was also still very little. The real result is in the Akhirat. This was not the real result. No matter how severe that was, but that was not the real result. The success of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in Badr, in Hamraul Asad, the second phase of Uhud, all that success, it was in this world. But that is not the real. The real success will come in the Akhirat. What it was all. So the real things are in the Akhirat. But anyway, Allah has given us here in this world. Allah put it in my heart. The yaqeen also, the proper knowledge also of it, the proper yaqeen, and then most important, the amal on it also. And we will have our complete, complete protection. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, and most of this riwayat are in Mishkat Sharif, absolutely authentic. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who will read 7 times after Fajr and after Maghrib, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim, 7 times. Then Allah Ta'ala will protect him from all types of worry. All types of worry that there can be, Allah Ta'ala will protect that person. And Allah Ta'ala will protect him from gham. And he said, the gham al-hammu alladhi yudhibul insan. such worry that totally melts a person, which we call today depression. That the person is in very, very bad condition of depression, not a light condition, but this will protect him. If we just read this, Hasbi Allah, Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu. There is no one else that can do anything besides him. He is the only force and the only power. La ilaha illahu, alihi tawakkaltu. It's actually the grammar, tawakkaltu alihi. But yeah, that the taqdeem ta'khir gives the benefit of hasr, that only on him do I put my trust. When we bring ourselves to that, alayhi tawakkaltu, la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. And he, who is he? Just see the words of this ayat. La hasbi Allah, la Allah is sufficient, la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ عَرْشِ عَظِيمِ is مَجْرِيَ قَذَى. That is the place where all the decisions of the world take place. A judge cannot write guilty or not guilty without what comes from there. The petrol price, dollar price, gold price can't go up or down until it comes from there. Whatever happens in the world, a person plans to kill somebody, and he plans and plans, and 10 plans he made, he's not successful. Till it's not sanctioned, whether it's Allah's command or whether it's the permission, bi-idhnillah. Ma asaba min musibatin illa bi-idhnillah. Whether it's by the command of Allah or by the permission of Allah. Whatever happens is only from there. So when you make your connection there, then so when a person reads this 7 times, Allah protects him from gham, from worry. Outside things also Allah will protect. But the inside, which is a more serious thing, Allah will protect a person. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should explain that when Switzerland can make a watch, that even if it is 100 meters, 200 meters in the water, and it is waterproof, and so waterproof that the vapor of the water also doesn't go in that watch, though it is fully in water, immersed in water, and so much of water. So you say, what is it difficult for the creator of the creation to make a heart that is worry-proof? You can be in 200 meters of water. You can be in 2,000 problems. Outwardly it will seem you got problems. But when Allah makes your heart worry-proof, the vapor of worry also won't enter that heart. So we have been given this protection, but we don't use it. 7 times after Fajr, 7 times after Maghrib, we should read this. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Hazrat Ma'akal ibn Yasar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a person who will read after Fajr and after Maghrib 3 times, A'udhu billahi sami'il alim. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. And then the 3 ayahs of Surah Al-Hashr, the last 3 ayahs. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة. And all the great, great names of Allah Ta'ala. A person who will read it 3 times after Fajr, 3 times after Maghrib, the three times تعوذ. In this words, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم, and then this 3 ayats, three ayats 1 time each, and 3 times the ta'awuz. Then Allah Ta'ala appoints 70,000 farishtas, 70,000 angels to make dua for him. The whole day they are making dua for him. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali in one tablighi bayan told that I don't start my day's work, I don't have my breakfast until first I don't put 70,000 farishtas on my duty. Let them start making dua for me. Now that I'm in the protection of Allah Ta'ala, the du'as of 7, not one farishta. One farishta's du'a is more than enough. 70,000 farishtas are making du'a for that one person. So you are in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. So what worry have we then got to for anything in this world? And when mata fi dhalika al-yawm or tilka al-layla, mata shaheedan. And if a person dies that day or that night, if he read it after Maghrib, he dies as a shaheed. You got the du'as of 70,000 farishtas. And if you happen to die as a shaheed, you die. What more does a person want? So Allah Ta'ala has given this, and all this little few prescriptions which I do from our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali takes about 3 to 4 minutes, not more than that. Less than that, in fact. But who does it? Now as we are sitting, ask ourselves, how many of us are there who read it regularly? We might have heard it many times, we might have made bayan of it also many times, but how many of us are there who read it? We have taught it in the classes many times, but how many of us actually make amal on it? So this is also our great, great protection, that 70,000 farishtas are now engaged in making dua for you. For every individual, read it ourselves. Small children who cannot read, blow on them. Bigger children in the house, make them also read it. And if we all read it regularly, we will get this protection. We are very keen for man-made type of protocols and that. We give it so much preference. And what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, unfortunately, we don't pay any attention to that. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went out of Medina Sharif, on the outskirts. Then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Khubayb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was concerned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam going alone, and it was a stormy night also, and the enemies were always there, the Jews, the hypocrites, they wanted to cause harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went, then he was following at a little distance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, who is it? So he said, it's me, Abdullah ibn Khubayb. So he explained, I'm worried, I'm concerned about you, your safety, your protection. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, qul, say. He said, what should I say? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, say 3 quls. Say, read the 3 quls. With bismillah each time, and each surah 3 times. So 9 bismillahs. And qul huwallahu ahad 3 times, with bismillah every time. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ 3 times, with bismillah every time. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ 3 times, with bismillah every time. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. This is sufficient for you from everything. Such a protection. The ulama of hadith, the commentators of hadith have explained it in 2 ways. One is, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ وِرْدٍ. This is sufficient for you from all wazifas. That doesn't mean you don't read anymore. You read them all regularly, all your wazifas. And everyone must have wazifas to read. مَنْ لَا وِرْدَ لَهُ لَا وَارِدَ لَهُ. A person who hasn't got any wazifas to read, nothing comes in his heart also. His inspiration from Allah Ta'ala is blocked out, is blank. And when we read our wazifas, Allah opens. And Allah Ta'ala puts inspiration in the heart. So we all should have. So if it happens that you are so ill, you couldn't read it. Or you are on a journey, traveling. You can't even have your breakfast. You are getting up 4 in the morning and you have to go to the airport or whatever. The wife will also say, just have a half a cup of tea. It will keep you going. Take a banana with you, you can eat it. So on such occasions when we can't, then it doesn't mean you leave out the wazifa. When you can't read all of the, read, don't miss out this wazifa. It means this is such an important wazifa, the 3 quls, don't ever miss them out. It is sufficient for you from all your other wazifa. If you can't manage all for whatever reason, you are on travel, you are ill, whatever, but don't miss out this one. The other explanation, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ الشَّرِّ. It is protection for you from all types of evil. All types, مِنْ كُلِّ الشَّرِّ, all types of evil. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people complain usually of health problems, serious health, at the moment the virus. A person can't breathe. How difficult it is. Whether it's heart problem. And it's a heart problem, it's not just the word heart problem. When that constriction comes and the tightness of the chest, that person knows what it goes. When that pain comes sometimes in the mouth, sometimes in the stomach, in the arms. He knows what pain and difficulty he is going through. Whether it is cancer and the pains of cancer, Allah protect us all. And many other. So all people complain of that. Commonly complain, lot of times we hear accidents that take place. And what such, what kind of accident? One accident recently, now a little child is left without his arm amputated. Another child is left with some spine problem, he won't be able to walk his whole life. Parents died in the accident. So all these accidents which are taking place. Then people complain commonly also of jadu, jinn. And a person who comes in that chakkar, that jadu, jinn has been made. That poor person is also out of this world. He is in a different world. Then robberies and crimes, which are also rampant, not only in our country, in the world, and all types of robberies and crimes, whether white collar crimes done in the office so neatly and so in a sophisticated way, and millions are just embezzled in this way, or whether it is somebody putting a knife on you, and somebody also how sometimes the crook. So anytime, min kulli shar, you will be protected. This has been given. This has been given by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it has been brought to us by the great, great muhaddithin. So what great, great protection we have got. But it is for us to apply it. Then Hazrat Abdullah ibn the three quls. Then it has come also in the hadith that a person who will read Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Three times after Fajr, after Maghrib, you will be protected from becoming mad, losing your mental balance, that you become mad. You will be protected from becoming blind, and you will be protected from leprosy, and what is serious, terrible disease, leprosy, and you will be protected from becoming paralyzed. If Allah protect us from all that. So we read this regularly. The Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Three times after Fajr, after Maghrib. Then we have been taught also Hazrat Yasir, Ma'akal ibn Yasar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I forget very easily. And oh Allah, Nabi, you have taught us such valuable du'as, such valuable wazifas, so valuable, but I forget them. I can't remember. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam caught his hand. What a shafiq, what a kind Nabi Allah Ta'ala gave. He said, come, let me teach you one dua in which you will get all the duas of your Nabi. 23 years of duas of Nabuwat. And one of the greatest proofs are that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the Nabi of Allah are the duas that he made and he taught us. Nobody could think of all those. For our dunya's things, what and what duas, elaborately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained. And for our deen, for our akhirat, for our akhlaq, for our health, for small diseases, for big diseases, for apparent things, for hidden things, Allah, the du'as of Nabi is one of the greatest proof that he is no doubt the Nabi of nobody can ever. And nobody before Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made such du'as, and till Qiyamah nobody can make such du'as. So he said, all those du'as, you can get it, and for the whole ummah, we can get all those du'as in one du'a. The du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at Multazam, in Tawaf, Arafat, Mina, Musdalifah, Safa, Marwa, Allahu Akbar, Tahajjud du'as. All the time the du'as, and we can get all the du'as in one du'a. Our Shaykh particularly told me, never ever leave out. Once a day you must make this du'a. Such a valuable du'a. So the 23 years du'as of Nabuwat, and this du'as of Nabuwat encompass our religious life also. And in deen, our aqaid, our ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq. encompassed our political life, our marital life, our whatever you can think, our health, that aspect of our everything, it encompasses all that. We can get all the du'as in one du'a. So this du'a, at least once a day we should make it. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa'udhu bika min sharri musta'adha minhu nabiyuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Our Shaykh Allah reward him, how he explained that the end of this dua, وَأَنْتَ الْمُسْتَعَانِ, you are the helper, there is no one else. Who else is there? وَأَنْتَ الْمُسْتَعَانِ عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغِ, oh Allah, don't delay, come, I need you now. Hey, what an emergency service. That عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغِ, you come, you help me, I'm now in need of my help here. So you don't delay. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-bala wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the value of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So much detail, and what great value. So what du'as. So this du'a also we should never ever miss out at all. Then on one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam taught also that we should make this du'a also. Abdullah ibn one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he had taught that we make this dua also. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he gives us Allah min yasalukum min khayri ji the dua Allahumma salli ala sayyidina ji. On one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that if there is a pitch black dark night and a pitch black stone and a pitch black ant, and it's moving on that stone, nobody can see it also, completely dark, and nobody can hear its movements also, but more secretly, more stealthily, the riyakari, to do things for name and fame, comes into the heart of a person. In other words, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, they are not even aware in any way that you are still convinced I'm doing it in sincerity, 100%, but it has come in your heart to do it for name and fame. And so Hazrat Abu Bakr, our Shaykh should say at that time, no matter how much dua we make for Hazrat Abu Bakr, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the questions, pertinent questions, valuable, important questions they ask. They ask that, oh Allah's Rasul, in that case all of us will be destroyed. We are thinking we are doing deen's khidmat with sincerity, I'm making my namaz with sincerity, but riyakari, to do things for name and fame, for ghairullah, for dunya's world and gain, that has come in my heart, so it's all destroyed. It's not accepted then by Allah Ta'ala. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, that to make that you will be saved from, or I'll teach you a dua, and you'll be saved from all types of riyakari, whether the small of it, the big of it, the open of it, the hidden of it, all types of riyakari, name and fame, by the barakat of this dua, and such a short and easy dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam. وَعُوذُ بِكَ اللَّهُ مِنِّي عَوْذُ بِكَ مِنْ أَنْ أُشْرِكَ بِكَ وَأَنَا عَالِمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ مِمَّا لَا عَالِمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ مَا لَا عَالِمْ. Just read that dua. It's famous, you'll get it from the ulama. Once a day, read this dua. And Allah will protect us. Hazrat should say that this for the ulama is very, very, their whole life they're doing deen's khidmat. They are sacrificing. They didn't take from dunya. They abstain. They're living their life. They're making their families live a life of simplicity, ease, just simple, basic things. And if all this goes in vain, and with this one dua, all of this we can get, and it will be to our credit. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So it was the dua of the of Hasbi Allah, the dua of the Suratul Hashr, the three quls, so then Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah bihamdihi, And the dua of asking of all what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, and the dua of ikhlas and sincerity, which is the other one. Ji. Hazrat Yasir ibn one Sahabi, Hazrat Yasir ibn Ma'akal radiallahu anhu, came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, I've got problems in my life, in my deen. And we have sometimes you feel lazy, you don't want to do things. Sometimes some doubts people create or things, doubts come. So in my deen I've got problems. Then in my life I've got problems, health problems. Then with my wife I've got problems. Ups and downs keep on happening also. Then in my children I've got problems. In my wealth, my finances are not going. And if a person analyzes, whatever problems we can have come in the framework of these five things. Somewhere or the other, whatever problems a person can have, they come into these problems. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, read every day after Fajr, after Maghrib, three times, Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. After a few days, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam met him, asked him, he said, Alhamdulillah, all my problems are less. As we are sitting, we also have got problems. Just read this regularly. And read it with sincerity, read it regularly, read it with sincerity, read it with the conviction that is required, the complete conviction, and see that how these things, these are our protocols, these are our protection, these are our guidelines. Follow these and see what protection we will get. And you won't have to be worried of all the other things. And this is from Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not some person who has got kufr and shirk in his heart. His whole body is filled. He baths with so much of water, but he can't take away his napaki. He still, after bathing with so much water, he's still napak, worse napak than what he was also. And we have been taught a perfect way. So these are great, great du'as that we have been taught. And this is our protection. Do this and see how the goodness that we will get. But condition is, do it regularly, punctually. Do it with the conviction that is required, sincerely. And we can do all this for all the dunya's benefits also. But do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then we will get this also, and much more than this also. A person who needs fertilizer, and he goes and buys a cow, that the dung of the cow is very good fertilizer. So he'll spend 7, 8, 10,000 rand, whereas he can go and buy a bag of fertilizer. But buy the cow so that you get fresh milk, full cream milk. And if the cow is not going to do its number two, what is going to do? That is just going to come. You don't have to make niyat for that. So don't make niyat for the dunya for the small thing. Make niyat for the pure, fresh milk. Fresh, full cream milk. Make that niyat of deen, of akhirat, the pleasure of Allah. All this dunya's benefits, they will come, by the way. You don't have to make niyat for that. And in that your stages by Allah also go so much more higher, the benefits are also so much more greater. Allah give us all tawfiq, really take it serious. Allah give me also tawfiq, fix our time to read it, very little time, and there isn't time to discuss it. But on the other hand, one is all that protocol, then you take insurance out for this, medical aid for that. Then you take insurance out for the car. What and what? And all the insurance can't stop the problem. And after the problem, they go in the fine print to look for a reason not to pay out. And these du'as are, they don't even allow the problem to come. You are saved from the problem also. Not that the problem will come, then how to get out. You are saved from the problem, from the root. You are saved from the problem also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. May Allah be pleased with us. Let us read this, spread it, let all others also do it, and see what protection, our complete protection is in deen. And our yaqeen is complete on deen, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.